What if I told you that there was a type of snack that could help you actually burn body fat by drastically improving blood sugar regulation? Not only that, this particular type of snack could also help you boost your energy, improve your focus and mood, and improve your cardiovascular fitness. Sound too good to be true? It's not, but it's also probably not the type of snack that you're thinking about. Unless, of course, you were thinking about exercise snacks.
Welcome to the show where we help you make smart nutrition simple. If you want proven nutrition strategies to help you build a better body and create the energy to show up for your family without overly restrictive and unrealistic dieting, then you're in the right place. Make sure to subscribe and enjoy this episode.
Welcome back to the Smart Nutrition Made Simple show. I am your host, Ben Brown, expert nutrition and fitness coach and owner of Body Systems, an online comprehensive health coaching company. In today's episode, I'm going to break down this new form of snacking that revolves around short bursts of physical activity strategically spread out throughout your day that can serve to get you started on your health journey, keep your fitness levels up during times when you might be limited and your traditional routine might be suffering, and or help you add more powerful bonus tools to your otherwise productive workout schedule. So whether you're new to the podcast or you've been listening for a long time, it's an honor to have you here. I hope you enjoy this episode. If you do, leave us a positive rating and review in iTunes and share this with someone whom you think could benefit. So without further ado, here is my conversation all about exercise snacks. What up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Smart Nutrition Made Simple show. Excited to have you here. Excited for this solo podcast episode. So in this podcast episode, this is a topic that I've been talking about a lot about, especially with our private and group coaching clients. And it has a lot to do with physical activity, as I alluded to in the intro. It has a lot to do with obviously exercise, with movement, and how we can leverage exercise and movement to our advantage without potentially feeling like we need to add more to what often feels like our already overflowing plate. Now, I think that this topic around exercise snacks is really important because in my opinion, and through my observations, and certainly what the research supports, is that we all could benefit from moving our bodies more frequently throughout the day, more consistently in general, right? And with that said, there's just a myriad of benefits that come from more consistent physical activity. Now, the American College of Sports Medicine recommends that we exercise 5 days a week for a minimum of 30 minutes of moderate physical activity. So that would equate to 150 minutes of physical activity, of moderate intensity physical activity per week, and or 75 minutes of vigorous physical activity 2 times a week. Now, this is, again, is for adults 18 to 65. Now, these are just the cardiovascular fitness recommendations. And to be clear, moderate physical activity is really low intensity physical activity. And this really refers to like our zone two heart rate range. So it's really around 60 to 70% of our projected max heart rate. For context, this really is, again, just a low to moderate intensity in terms of, yes, our heart rate is slightly elevated, but it's not so much that we can't have a conversation. We might be breaking a light sweat depending on the temperature and where we're exercising, but it's not something that's going to be really huffy puffy type of exercise versus the intense physical activity, of course, would be a more vigorous physical activity closer to 80 to 90% of our projected max heart rate. But of course, we don't need to do it as much. And we certainly suggest some combination of the two. But one of the things that we certainly observe and have observed over time is really just the sedentary nature of our population. Like people sit, we all do this. We all sit a lot. And in my opinion, we're not nearly as physically active as we should be. And so while a lot of you probably are listening to this, and certainly the conversations with our clients are relegated to kind of weight loss, fat loss, diet, dietary adherence, and of course, general physical activity and strength training modalities, I will say that I think one of the biggest opportunities, and perhaps one of the least talked about opportunities is simply giving people more permission and insight into how to increase their physical activity levels. And this is where this exercise snacks can really come into play. So really quick story here. When I was in graduate school, I went to Arizona State University here in Phoenix for graduate school. I had gone to undergrad at University of Arizona and played rugby there. And then I came up to ASU to try and figure out what I wanted to do because I didn't want to be a PE teacher. I was fascinated by health and fitness and strength and conditioning and, of course, nutrition, as many of you are aware by virtue of some of the health issues that I had growing up. And throughout my graduate studies, obviously, I started working on a thesis, and my thesis was on the effects of a dynamic warm-up on athletic performance. Now, that's not really relevant to the topic at hand, but what is relevant is the fact that for months and months and months, I was sitting on my butt in front of the computer working on my thesis. And despite the fact that I was still playing competitive rugby, I was going to practice multiple days per week. I had games, you know, on the weekends, at least, you know, mid-year until the season was over. I still was in the situation that I wasn't frankly used to. I'm sitting all of the time and my hips started to get tight. My back started to get tight. I started to put on a little bit of body fat and I just didn't feel good about it. Now, upon acknowledging like how much I was sitting and obviously being in the exercise science space, I knew and realized pretty quickly how deleterious it was to my health, to my physical function. And so one of the things that I started to do and a couple of the other guys in the lab started to do with me was basically we would work for 55 minutes and then we'd get up, take a loop around the building, just walk around the building, and then do 1 minute of some intense physical activity. So it could have been push-ups or split squats or squat jumps or bodyweight squats or burpees or run up and down the stairs a few times or do a couple sprints at the end of our walk. And by virtue of doing this periodically over the course of, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours of sitting in front of the computer, not only did we accumulate a good amount of physical activity, but also it contributed significantly to helping us just feel better. And for us, it wasn't really about the benefits of the physical activity of like, it wasn't about gaining muscle. It wasn't about losing fat. It was simply about feeling better, giving us the opportunity to stretch the joints out, to not feel so tight. And then also, there were just a number of added benefits, which I'll get to in this conversation. And so this was really an early realization for me around the use of this term exercise snacks and how it applies to our day-to-day life and how there's a plethora of research here to support these short bites of physical activity that can really compound over time to improve our overall health. And so this idea, this exercise snacks, this research-supported modality, if you will, and there's a number of ways to do this, but these exercise snacks, they become a popular and research-backed strategy for improving health without the need to do these long bouts of training and or cardio. And I think that this is an important topic to discuss, and that's why we're talking about it today, because I would say that the conventional wisdom probably still lies in the idea that we need to have these long drawn out sessions. A lot of times we speak to clients and they're like, hey, if I can't get in, you know, that 30 minute workout, I'm just not even going to bother. If I can't get through all of my training exercises, my A series, my B series, my C series, then, and that might take 45 minutes, but I only have 20. Well, why even bother? And I think that's the wrong way to be looking at things. And a lot of the ways that we've adapted programs to clients' schedules and realistic lifestyles over the years has lent itself to creating more of an environment that can infuse this ideology around snacking, fitness snacking, exercise snacking, if you will. And the reality is, I think this is really relevant for every level of physical fitness and function because there's so many different levels upon which we can apply it. Which we'll talk about. So just getting really briefly into the science here, By definition, an exercise snack is just, as the name implies, a brief snippet of exercise. It's usually lasting, and frankly, the research shows whether it's 1 to 2 minutes, it could be 4 to 5 minutes, it could be 10 minutes. But by definition, an exercise snack is usually lasting a minute or two and utilized often during the day. So it could be 3 bouts, it could be 6 bouts in the research of these short bursts of physical activity. And it represents a quote unquote feasible, well-tolerated, and time-efficient approach to working out, according to a 2022 review of exercise snacking research. So small in portion, exercise snacks cumulatively, and that's the idea here, is cumulatively can be really, really potent. In a 2019 study, healthy college students snacked on exercise by rapidly climbing and descending 3 flights of stairs. So think about running up and down 3 flights of stairs 3 times a day. They did it in the morning, they did it at lunchtime, and then they did it again late afternoon, almost every day for 6 weeks. They did not otherwise work out, but after 6 weeks, they had gained significant amounts of aerobic fitness and leg strength. Now, listen, I don't think that that is unreasonable by any stretch. I also don't think that should be shocking for anyone that students who were sedentary to start with drastically increased their physical activity level, to say nothing of the intensity that they applied, and of course benefited from it both from a strength standpoint and from a cardiovascular fitness standpoint. Like, that seems super logical to me, but nonetheless, I think it can be certainly enlightening for people to realize that it could be a seemingly small amount of activity that can really reap pretty significant dividends. Hey guys, I want to interrupt this conversation briefly with an exciting announcement. If you're a father and struggling to lose the pounds that have crept on over the years, I understand your challenge. You're juggling a successful career, a loving family, and now you're looking to regain that energy and physique that seems to have slipped away. And that's exactly why I created PrimeFit Operating System. PrimeFit OS is a unique hybrid coaching program designed specifically for men like you. Now, you guys know me, we're not about quick fixes or impossible routines. Instead, we focus on real sustainable change through personalized nutrition and science-driven strength training, all wrapped up in a supportive community with expert guidance directly from me and my 20 years of experience working with men just like you. Imagine mastering your nutrition without restrictive dieting, getting stronger and leaner, and boosting your overall energy, all without overwhelming your already busy schedule. With PrimeFit OS, you're getting more than just a cookie-cutter nutrition and fitness plan. You're embarking on a transformative journey that fits into your life, not the other way around. So, if you're ready to take the first step towards a healthier, leaner, stronger, more energetic, confident, ass-kicking you, join us over at PrimeFit Operating System. Trust me, guys, your family, your career, and most importantly, you will thank you for it. So if you guys are interested in getting started and want to find out more about the program, let's chat. Just head over to primefitos.com/call and grab a time on my calendar. Remember, it's your time to be at your prime. Now, similarly, when some of the same exercise researchers asked people either to ride stationary bicycles in the lab for a single 10-minute session of intense interval training, or pop into the lab every few hours and pedal hard for about a minute's worth of intervals, the group's gains in fitness were nearly comparable after 6 weeks. And so this is where snacking on exercise had been as effective as longer and more traditional workouts. So you can jump on the bike for 10 minutes, or you can jump in the lab or the gym or your home gym, ride for a minute multiple times per day. And as long as the intensity and the duration of the physical activity is equated, you're going to get comparable benefits. Now, I'll actually suggest that I think in many instances, and I'll explain why I think this, but I think in many instances, the shorter bouts of physical activity spread throughout the day could actually be more advantageous for the vast majority of the general population. And again, I'll talk about why that's beneficial, because Here's the deal. It's like I said at the beginning, most of us are too physically inactive, right? We're too sedentary, especially according to like the ACSM guidelines of 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week of moderate intensity physical activity. Now, this is to say nothing of our strength training sessions, of our structured exercise, because that also should be 2 to 3 days a week of, I think, 30 to 60 minutes of physical activity around specific whole body strength training exercises. Now, even a significant portion of our coaching clients aren't even that physically active, especially as it relates to moderate intensity physical activity. So I am confident that all of us, every single one of us listening to this episode, could benefit from increasing our physical activity. But it begs the question of how do we do that in a way that's going to fit within our lifestyle, because not many of us can justify the time requisites to go out and do a longer duration of physical activity, right? The job, the kids, just the responsibilities that are at play, the way our lifestyles are shaped today, definitely don't lend itself to carving out more time. Instead, I'd say would be carving up the time throughout the day during those times when we would normally wouldn't be as productive. And listen, we're all guilty of surfing the internet and scrolling social media for hours accumulated throughout the day. I'm confident that we could take 5 to 10 minutes to interrupt that mindless scrolling to infuse some physical activity. So physiologically, why is this beneficial? Well, like I said, we're sitting most of the day all day. Now, this is terrible for muscle function. It's terrible for blood sugar regulation and insulin sensitivity. It's terrible for brain function and cognitive function. And so anything that we can do to improve this glucose regulation, to improve muscle sensitivity and function, again, to stimulate more brain function and focus, is going to be really, really advantageous. And one of the things that I've talked about a few times on this podcast before is really the way that physical activity influences our blood sugar regulation, specifically in the absence of insulin. Now, normally when we eat carbohydrate, that carbohydrate is, you know, we chew it, our salivary enzymes start to break it down. It goes down into our stomach, where our digestive enzymes in our stomach start to break it down into smaller components of carbohydrate molecules, sugars, if you will. Those sugars are absorbed through the intestinal lining into our bloodstream. And assuming we're insulin sensitive, the insulin is going to be released from our pancreas. It's going to grab those sugars from our blood and it's going to shuttle those sugars into our cells, into our muscle cells, into our liver cells, and of course, into our brain for energy, right? Because we use carbohydrate for energy. However, the problem is the more sedentary we are, the more junk that we eat, the more calories we consume, the more we create this insulin resistance. And by virtue of insulin resistance, we get more sugars floating around in the blood. We get this resistant cellular wall where the sugars aren't absorbed as easily. And of course, that's terribly problematic for overall health. It's the onset of type 2 diabetes, to say nothing of a myriad of other metabolic disorders. So here's where exercise comes in. If we think about the cells, specifically the muscle cells, like a sponge, well, every time we're physically active, even just walking at a moderate pace, we essentially open the sponge up, right? We make it so that the sponge is very absorbent. It's in a position where it can really take those sugars from the blood in the absence of insulin. And this is actually a beautiful physiological mechanism that we can leverage by virtue of just being more physically active throughout the day. So if you're storing more body fat, if you're type 2 diabetic, if you feel like you have poor blood sugar regulation, to say nothing of your nutritional choices, one of the best things that you can do is just ramp up your physical activity more frequently. And as the ACSM guidelines imply, it's like, listen, this could be multiple bouts of moderate intensity. This could be a couple bouts of vigorous activity, or as I'm suggesting here, it could be numerous bouts of short bursts of higher intensity physical activity to create this metabolic environment, this physiological environment where Our muscles are these absorbent sponges that are just ready and willing and able to take in sugars without relying on our body to secrete insulin or produce insulin to shuttle those sugars into the cells. I hope that hits home for you, because I legitimately feel like it's possibly one of the most profound mechanisms that our body has. And it's also the reason why muscle cells and muscle mass in general is such a powerful tool towards long-term health. And it's the main reason why we should be looking at doing everything that we can to support lean muscle tissue, to put on lean muscle tissue, and to maintain healthy lean muscle tissue, especially as we age, is because of the impact, not just on muscle tissue and blood sugar, but also a number of physiological mechanisms that muscle tissue also supports, because muscle is an organ and has these hormonal implications to other areas of the body. And so that's where this physical activity will counteract many of the problems associated with just modern day life. The exercise itself will stimulate cardiovascular fitness, not only improving aerobic, but also anaerobic capacity. So we can essentially improve our VO2 max by virtue of these short bouts of intense physical activity. By being more physically active, we can help manage our stress levels better. We can manage anxiety better. And also, what's really cool about these short bursts is we know it increases BDNF activity in the brain. And BDNF stands for brain-derived neurotrophic factor. Now, this is basically a stimulatory chemical that we produce through physical activity. We also produce it through fasting, interestingly enough, that basically helps improve mood, helps decrease anxiety, helps improve focus and awareness, and can be a very valuable tool to leverage for productivity, frankly. So, like I said, there's a number of ways to do this. Very briefly, is basically just listen. In a nutshell, like I said, when during my graduate studies, is I would work for almost an hour. I would take the last 5 minutes of every hour, and I would go do something. I'd go for a quick loop around the building, stop, do push-ups for a minute, then get back to work. Do a loop around the building the next hour, stop, do squats, as many as I could in a minute, and then get back to work. Now, you can do this running the stairs. You could do squat jumps. You could do jumping jacks. You can do it a minute. You can do a minute on, a minute off, and then a minute back on again. So there's no right or wrong here. But what I think is really important is just breaking the beliefs around what exercise has to constitute, right? Because what we know very clearly now is there's no added benefit to longer bouts of activity versus shorter bouts, especially when this intensity and duration is equated for, right? So we could do 10 minutes of high intensity activity, or we could do 10 bouts of 1 minute of high intensity. It doesn't really matter. So here's the differentiator, though, is what I'm really talking about is just general health right now. I'm not talking specifically about fat loss. I'm not specifically talking about muscle gain. Like, you're not going to be able to replace a 45-minute hypertrophy training session with these short bouts of physical activity. However, it could be an extremely advantageous way to take a fat loss plan and add on to your existing structured strength training programs, right? Or for someone, especially as a way to just burn more calories, to stay physically active, to maintain kind of that metabolic health and glucose management. If you find that you're someone that's sitting frequently throughout the day, what I really love this for is for sedentary clients that are just getting started, that may not feel like they have a dedicated time that they can really commit to doing 30 or 40 or 50 minutes of structured physical activity, and instead really getting clarity around what their day looks like and auditing their schedule. And then within their schedule is we can come up with three bouts, three times during the day where they can infuse multiple bouts of physical activity. So it could be right after breakfast, where they can go out for a walk, and during that walk, they can do some of these body weight exercises. It could be after work at lunch, where they pop into their office and they do 1 minute of push-ups, 1 minute of body weight squats, 1 minute of jumping jacks. And then it could be after dinner, where they do another, say, six bouts of 1 minute. You could do it every hour on the hour. There's no absolutes here other than identifying where you are, where you want to go, and starting to take action steps towards making improvements towards that goal. Now, the other aspect of certainly from a sedentary standpoint of getting someone to be more physically active without adding more to their, you know, overflowing plate, so to speak. But the other aspect is having so many clients over the years where they feel like they'll train consistently 3 days a week, but in the other days, they feel like they need something to do, or it's hard for them to stay consistent with their schedule when they have one thing 3 days a week, but don't necessarily have something else the other days of the week. And that's where what I'll often do is take their 3 or 4 days of training, and I'll actually break it up into 7 days of training throughout the week. Again, as long as volume is equated, as long as they're doing the same amount of work, whether it's through 3 days or 7 days, it doesn't really matter. And oftentimes what we end up doing is then spreading that out over 7 days so that they have the ability to be consistent and structured and then can progress from there. So that's really the way that I want you to think about these exercise snacks as, again, a really easily digestible, really tangible way to start to infuse more physical activity throughout your day in perhaps ways that you may not have thought of before, but certainly a way that's going to be really metabolically beneficial, both over the short and the long term. So that's our conversation for today. I hope that's helpful for you. I would love to hear your input around how you leverage exercise snacks and if you found value in this episode. Again, leave a positive rating and review. Share this with someone whom you think could benefit. And shoot me an email and let me know how we can support you and your health and fitness related goals. You can reach me directly, ben@bodysystems.com. I'd love to hear from you and appreciate you listening. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you found this content valuable, here are 4 ways I can help you in your nutrition journey for free. 1. Grab a free copy of my Fat Loss Fix Guide at fatlossfixguide.com. 2. Join my free group at smartnutritionmadesimple.com. 3. Subscribe to my YouTube channel at smartnutritionmadesimpletv.com. 4. Leave a 5-star rating and positive review so that we can gain access to more nutrition experts ready to share their knowledge with you and ultimately help more people make smart nutrition simple.